Hello, what you are about to hear is a preview of this week's premium episode on It's Just Banter. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the full archive of previous premium episodes, go to patreon.com/itsjustbanter. It's only $5 a month to subscribe. So Lebanon, because he's Lebanese and he's a powerful guy, favorite son of the country, is just kind of like, hey, it's just those fucking Japanese fucking, no one ever gives Lebanon a fair shot. That's what Lebanon's belief is. And so they're just like, yeah, he gets the rock. We're keeping him. As far as I know, Carlos Ghosn is just chilling. He stole millions and millions of dollars. And he's facing essentially no consequences. There's a whole documentary on Netflix. I did watch the documentary, and that's my summation of it.
He does have to live in Lebanon, but not prison.
Yeah, but it's where all of his family lives. It's much better for him living in Lebanon than it would be for you living in Lebanon.
Yeah.
If you committed a crime here and had to live out the rest of your days in Cleveland or just face, let's say, 8 months in jail, what would you do?
Real jail? Like real?
Boy, it's not the worst kind of jail. I think there's separate jails for people who have like shorter sentences.
8 months in jail or the rest of my life in Cleveland. Can I still take vacations?
No, if you leave the state of Ohio, you will be arrested.
Boy, that's a pretty good one. I don't think I'd want to. 8 months in jail isn't that long.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I can take that.
But just think about if you had to if you were ordering something that you really cared about, like a movie you really wanted to see, and the delivery time was even 1 month, you'd be like, that's a fucking kick in the dick. I'm thinking about how excited I am to see Oppenheimer, and it's fucking excruciating that it's so many weeks away now. And if instead it was my freedom and it was eight times that length, that would suck.
Yeah. What would you do?
Yeah, I feel like you got to take the 8 months. I wouldn't treat it lightly, but.
Like, that's a terrible indictment of Cleveland.
There's so much.
But it's not really just about Cleveland. It's just that you are confined to one geographical area for the rest of your life.
But if it
you've given me the entirety of Ohio, not so bad.
If it was Ohio or the 8 months, I'd take the 8 months. But if it was like California, I think I could live the rest of my life in California.
Denver? Somewhere, anywhere legal?
Yeah, I do like LA a lot more than Denver.
But really?
They're both pretty good. I like LA a lot. It's a great place.
I don't know why. I guess that just proves you wouldn't want to live where I live.
No, I'm fine.
Denver more, you could find places,
A couple
trees,
years ago.
Nature, all that kind of stuff. And
a couple years ago.
LA just seems so busy, man.
At New Year's, we got a cabin about 40 minutes outside of Denver that was very remote and isolated and beautiful. I could do 8 months there.
I don't like remote and isolated and beautiful. I do like that I live in a place where people in my neighborhood have horses and lots of trees, but in 5 minutes, I could be at a movie theater, like literally 5 minutes. That's how long that drive is to get to the movie theater and the town square and all that kind of stuff. In 10 minutes, I can get to a 9/11 memorial.
There you go. That's nice.
Which I know
I
is
did
a big
want
topic.
To ask. Kind of my only planned topic for this was that I, as someone who does listen occasionally to our podcast, I'm very interested in your thoughts on the examination of the dark American underbelly that I've been conducting. I didn't know if there was any ones that hopped out to you. Are you particularly convinced about...